Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about two films that I saw last night, The Perfection and Doctor Sleep. The Perfection is on Amazon in the UK. I don't know if it's on Amazon anywhere else. And Doctor Sleep, I rented off Prime. Really good films, to be fair. I wasn't expecting much from them both. The Perfection was different, comparable to Black Swan. I've never seen Black Swan, but that's what other people have said, so I might have to watch Black Swan now. Yeah, The Perfection, it's about a cello, like two cello players. These two girls play cello, they meet up, they get together, have sex, then they go on this little sort of a really small adventure thing, and then it evolves to something a bit more sinister. It's really good. I can't really say too much about it because it will give the game away. But yeah, if you want a good sort of slightly disturbing film, check The Perfection out. It's free on UK Amazon. It's worth watch. Definitely worth watch. As I say, I wasn't expecting much from it. I'm just drinking my cup of tea from a monkey mug. Yeah. A baboon mug. I have honey and milk in my tea, but I make tea different. Get this, I put the honey in, then the milk, then the water, then put the tea bag in. Always put the milk in first. Never put the tea bag in first, then the milk. Everyone says I'm strange, but that's the way I make tea, and I think it's fucking beautiful. Yeah, so watch The Perfection. And the second one I watched was Doctor Sleep. On Prime, I didn't buy it. I rented it on Prime. Now, Doctor Sleep's the follow-up to The Shining, so it's got Ewan McGregor playing Danny. Is like all grown up now. I wasn't expecting much from that either because I heard some bad reviews from it. But no, it's really, really good. I like properly enjoyed it. It's it's about Danny. Obviously, if you know The Shining, Danny's got The Shining, but then there's another group of people who suck the shine from people, a bit like vampires. I'm not telling you too much about it to give it away, just giving you the normal plot. Then Danny's got to, someone enlists his help to sort them out, basically. So, it's good acting on all of them. The better of the two, I would have thought I preferred Doctor Sleep. The Perfection is more disturbing, especially at the end. It's got a very disturbing scene at the end. A very good disturbing scene at the end, but nevertheless, it's still disturbing. I can't even speak. So yeah, check them two films out. I try and get better at reviewing films, but I don't know how to review films really unless... I give the game away, so that's maybe something I'm going to have to learn. So what have you all done today? I've been for a bike ride. I went for I think it was about a 12-mile bike ride, so I'm just upping it a bit. Came home, had a shower, had a glass of milk and three cookies. Yeah, I know, I still love my milk and cookies, though milk and Jaffa cakes are the bomb. Made a cup of tea, honey, milk, water, then a tea bag. Techly tea, one cup. You can't go wrong in me monkey mug. So yeah, I don't know all the two films I'm watching today. A bit later on. Doing this podcast, and I think I'm doing another podcast tomorrow with some guys from another podcast, so we're going to do a bit of a collab. I am doing a live podcast on Tuesday. Now let me see what the date is because I'm not sure. It will be eight o'clock. Let me just get this. Tuesday. It's the 31st of March at 8 o'clock UK time. What's happening is I will give you a phone number so you can text in, and you can be part of the podcast. Or likewise, if you download the Podbean app, which is free, follow me, and you will get to come into the live chat on the live podcast. It has, like, as I say, it's the closest thing I can really do to a live radio station, like a live radio show. But I just thought it might give someone or people some light entertainment, and they can text in, and we'll just go from there. It's something I'm trying. I haven't done it before. It might not work out, but it might work out. Who knows? So, yeah, just I hope everyone's doing okay in the lockdown. Thank God for Netflix and Prime, eh? Because I think we'll all be screwed without it. But as I say, there's a lot of things going on in Instagram, people's stories and that, which is really good. It's good to see that. It's bringing people together. I have got a bone to pick with people, though, who wear rubber gloves. Not rubber gloves, but these these like latex glove things. And I know it's not everyone, but if you do wear them, make sure you put them in the bin. Because I see a lot of them now. I'm seeing nearly like 3 pairs every day, like on the street, on grassy verges, or stuck in people's bushes. If you're going to wear gloves, put them in the bin. Just don't put them on the street, because that makes you a filthy, disgusting person, and you are part of the problem. Why things, it's not just that, it's just dirty for a start, and it's not environmentally friendly, is it? So don't be one of these who think you're doing good by wearing gloves, then just taking them off and putting them in the street, because you're doing the exact opposite. You're just making yourself look like an arsehole, a scruffy, filthy arsehole. That's all you are. If you wear rubber gloves or these latex gloves and you take them off and put them in the street and not in a bin, you're a filthy, scruffy arsehole. Okay, so if that's you, stop doing it. It's probably not you, because I live in Grimsby and you might not do it in Grimsby. I don't know. But if you do it, don't do it. I'm thinking, I've got a big collection of books, and I don't know what book I'm going to start on next. I'm halfway through reading a book on Skinwalker Ranch. If you don't know about Skinwalker Ranch, it's so fascinating, scary, and so weird. Google it, because it'll just take you down a rabbit hole, and it'll just branch off to loads of things. It's such a cool place. It's one place I'd love to go to. That's my nighttime book. My daytime book I'm reading is about paranormal investigation. I'm just looking at my bookshelf here. If anyone wants a good book to read, again, it's going to be like parapsychology, paranormal stuff, is one called The Vanishing Hitchhiker. Now, that is a 10 out of 10 book. It's all about urban legends and where they came from and if they're real, and just the science behind. Well, the science. I'm going to burp, excuse me. Not just the science behind, but where did it come from? And it looks at rationally and logically. And it's really good. It's really, really good book. 10 out of 10 if you're into reading. I'm not a massive reader. I'm more of one of these people who like to go on the phones and dabble about and flick through things like that. So I'm not working now. My work's been shut. So I'm going to be in the same, I don't know what to do. I've got the end of this week planned out. Tomorrow I'm off for a massive walk. Read a bit more of my book. Saturday it's going to be exercise, a bit of shopping, drop a few bits off to people that can't get out. Sunday, just take it easy. Then Monday, I'm hoping I might do a few jobs around the house. I've got a pair of hedge trimmers to fix, so I've got that to do. But just catch on jobs that I can't normally be bothered to do normally. I think I'm going to do next week, because I don't know how long I'll be off work for. So again, I keep saying this, if you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome to come on the podcast. It'd be great if you did. It's all free speech and unedited, and you could pick the subject. I would let you pick a subject, even if I don't agree with it or didn't really want to talk about it. That don't matter. The podcast is here for everyone to come and talk on and have their views aired. We can do it through phone call or Skype or Anchor. I've got Anchor now, so we could maybe do it through that. I'm still new to Anchor, I'm still experimenting. That's what this other podcast is going to be done tomorrow, so I'll do that. This one's podcast, it like wasn't planned today. I just thought I was a bit bored, I thought I'll put one out. Films to recommend if you want to see any films, I would recommend The Birds. That's good. I'm watching all disaster movies at the minute. I'm going through disaster movies, and I'm watching Doomsday Preppers on Netflix, which is really good. So Doomsday Preppers, who looks the arseholes now, eh? Not them. I'm just hoping all this passes over within the few months, or we get a bit back to a bit more normality. If we do, let's try not go back to our old ways. If we was like not very nice people and a bit selfish and assholes, and I'm including myself in this, we all need to still. What do I mean? We all need to still work together, like after this, because apparently this will be a recurring event, maybe like the flu. It'll be Corona season. So, but yeah, it's America's getting hit hard. The things we're doing in the UK, I think, seem to be working. Everyone seems to be keeping the distance. The roads aren't all that busy. But saying that, I live in the back end of a coastal town, so it's different round we are. We ain't got many people. And the weather's been fantastic. It's a bit colder today, and not so windy, which is good, because I went a bit further on my bike. I went for a massive walk yesterday. Got blisters on my feet, both feet, so I popped them this morning. Now I walk like I've shit myself. A tip, never pop your blisters and go in the shower if it's on the bottom of your foot, or never pop a blister and run under the tap. You will fucking hit the roof. It's so painful. It's stinging is not the word. The book, just to refer back to the book, if you noticed, I'll be flitting from subject to subject, unlike these ones that I talk about. The book on Skinwalker Ranch is by George Knapp, and that, so it's called Hunt for the Skinwalker. I think it's got a documentary out on it by George Knapp, and that, so that's pretty interesting. That's going to be on YouTube, so if you, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Oh, is it on Prime? Who's on Netflix? It's on one of them three, because I've seen it. I thought I'm going to have to put that in the queue to watch. So, I'll tell you what I am making. I'm going to do a bit of shopping on Saturday or Sunday. I haven't really decided which day yet, but I'm going to get some pizza bases, some blank pizza bases. I'm going to get some curry paste, Gianfrese curry paste. Put it, that as the base. Put some chicken on it, put some cheese on it, and have an Indian pizza. If I can't get any pizza bases, I am going to get naan bread and do it like that. I've done one before, but I didn't use the paste, I used the sauce, and it was a bit sloppy. So you live and learn, and you learn from your mistakes, and that was a mistake. If anyone wants a TV series to watch on Netflix or Prime, you've got X-Files, you've got Only Fools and Horses. Only Fools and Horses is probably one of the best British sitcoms. No, it is the best British sitcom you can ever watch. Del Boy, Rodney Grandad, Boyce, Uncle Albert, Denzel. I just love it. Fucking love Only Fools and Horses. It's brilliant. You've got Cuckoo, that's on Netflix. I don't know about all the Netflixes, I'm talking about the UK ones. Cuckoo's really good, got Greg Davis in. George Gently, that's a good TV series. You've got Santa Clita Diet, I don't know if I said that right, that's got Timothy Oliphant in and Drew Barrymore. That's really good. Unfortunately, they've cancelled that. I don't know why they've cancelled that, because that was brilliant, that was so funny. Really, really good. Cuckoo's funny as well. Cuckoo's really funny. I nearly died laughing in like one episode. I could see it coming a mile off, and it was so funny. If you can get it, Man Down as well. I think that'd be on one of the ITV plays, BBC plays, or C4 players. Man Down again with Greg Davis. That's really funny as well. You've got Rick and Morty. That's on Netflix. So yeah, there's enough to keep us occupied. Read a book, go out for some exercise, watch a film. That's it. Okay then, that's it for this podcast. because I don't know what else to talk about. And I was just a bit bored, and I thought I'd bang one out and just make sure everyone's all right. And you're not alone in this. Everyone's with you in the world, because we're all facing the same problem. So if you want to come on the podcast, we can talk about whatever. Even if it's just a 10-minute podcast, we can do that, because this is only going to be about 15 minutes or just over, which you already know if you're listening to it and timing it. So yeah, that's my sort of podcast for today. But yeah, we're going on a live podcast. There will be a number being put up. I'll give the number out on my Instagram and on the last podcast to the live podcast. So you can text in any questions, anything you want to talk about, or you can download, well, you're going to have to download the app if you want to listen to it. Or just sign up and you can come on through the chat forums, and we can go from there. There'll be no music playing, it'll be more like a talk show. We'll probably go through what's going on in the news and maybe review a few more films and see how far I've got into my book. But yeah, join me for a cup of tea on the 31st at 8 o'clock UK time, night time, for a podcast, a live podcast. All right then, you take care. Bye. The Tin Biscuit Podcast.